1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features on the site for free. So do enjoy those on us. We are starting things out with a very special guest, someone who is long overdue for an appearance on the program. He is Jim Babka, and he's the president of DownsizeDC.org. Jim, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Well, it's good to be back, and you guys will have to tolerate my allergies tonight. I'm having a difficult time.
That's all right. Not a problem. Happens to the best of us. So, Jim, why the long absence, and what have you been up to, and why? What do you want to talk about tonight? Because there's a lot on the Downsize DC plate, as always.
Well, I'll let you guys choose the topics that you think will be most interesting for the audience, but we have been very, very busy with some long-term projects that we started, most of which started in early 2006 and are just now finally coming to fruition. One of those is a brand new website. We're going to be rolling out a redesigned website. When we first built DownsizeDC.org, it was kind of the equivalent of that car that you had in college that you held together with Bondo and baling wire. And we were attempting to do something and find out whether or not it would work, and it did. But we had a lot of issues and problems with the way it functioned, and over time people said, hey, why don't you do this or why don't you do that, and we realized we couldn't plug in various features to the system that we had without really making it clunky and cumbersome and even increasing the odds that it wouldn't handle it. So we've been working very hard now on a website redesign for nearly 2 years, building a whole new platform within which to plug various modules in, and we'll be starting to release those modules after the initial website is redesigned. There's going to be new conveniences over time to the and services and other ways to contact people in power and really make our impact felt. But the first phase of that will come out with this new website here in just a couple of weeks.
Wow, that sounds really exciting. And, I mean, the DownsizeDC.org website is already really, really functional, and shame on me. I've done it again. Awful, awful talk show host. Anyway, the Downsize DC website at downsizedc.org, if you haven't been and you're a listener, then you really owe it to yourself. If you're somebody who appreciates the idea of, well, having a much smaller government, because that's the direction that you guys are going in. Jim, for the uninitiated, what is downsizedc.org?
Well, DownsizeDC.org gives citizens the ability to communicate with their members of Congress, to join together as a group and magnify their voice. We give brief introductions to an issue with as much background information as someone might need if they want to dig in further, but most people just kind of need the basic facts from which to work, and then they're able to send a message. You just put in your basic contact information. The system tells you who your representative and two senators are, and then allows you to send a customized message to each of their respective web forms on their website. Because those messages come from constituents, they are counted and they are read. Mm-hmm. And because they're delivered to the web forms, they are counted as individual communications, just like sending it through the mail, except it just gets there a lot faster.
So it's just a brilliant online system to put individuals in touch with the people who claim to be their representatives.
Yeah,
in
Washington, mounting,
D.C.
We're mounting more and more pressure, too, every month, and we're seeing some fruit and success from this. We've had 7 legislative victories in the last 11 months to point to. We've had some other minor successes on votes and stuff here and there. I would say that if you're kind of looking for a meta example, I mean, we work together with a lot of different people to defeat the immigration bill, which had some bad real ID provisions in it. There was something that seemed that they're bad in there to offend everybody of all kinds of different political stripes. And Congress was not only once but twice in May and in June seemed to, pretty much hell-bent on passing this legislation, and they couldn't get it done. Trent Lott blamed talk radio. George Voinovich blamed the amount of messages he was getting in his office. Hmm. I mean, they eventually flipped, and that was done through direct public pressure, which we kind of saw, even though it wasn't all us generating it, as proof of concept. We've found a great deal of success working with other groups and other causes and adding our voice to that. But Downsize DC's voice is growing. We had a record-breaking month in June,
right,
the number of messages we sent. Then we had another record-breaking month in July of messages we sent, and we are ahead of that pace already here in August. In fact, if the pace holds, we would generate 58,000 messages this month. Now, I don't know that that'll happen, but even if we generate 50,000, that would still be a record. So
that's 50,000 messages going from an individual to his or her representatives in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
It's just an amazing website, and what I love is that you really do cover a wide variety of issues. So even if somebody isn't necessarily excited about, you know, issue A, inevitably a different issue is going to come across their desk, because once you go to downsizedc.org and get signed up, you become a member, and it's, of course, totally free, and you get onto the Downsized DC Dispatch, or the Downsizer Dispatch, which is the sort of periodical email that you send out. Sometimes it's once a day, sometimes it's a handful of times a week. And, you know, that's the way that I become aware of all of the things that you guys are up to. Now, one of the emails that came through recently I found pretty exciting, and I thought maybe you should talk about it here. It's the I'm Not Afraid campaign. What is it?
Well, you know, we have developed a kind of a new campaign. This is the first of a series of campaigns that we're going to do. It's designed to kind of get to the root of an issue, to deal with the full underlying philosophy that makes the issue happen. And who says philosophy has to be boring? We've noticed that fear is the tool, and we're not the first to notice this, but fear is the tool that allows for government growth by making their constituents afraid, or by playing on their constituents' fear. Politicians and their partners in the bureaucracy are able to take advantage of that fear and use it to grow government. This was identified by Robert Higgs in his book Crisis and Leviathan. And what we decided to do is just simply kind of come up with a defiant statement that says, you know, we don't want you, Mr. or Mrs. Politician, to be scared on our behalf. You have a better chance, specifically looking at terrorism, you have a better chance of drowning in your neighbor's pool, getting in a car accident, getting killed that way, getting struck by lightning, or winning the lottery than you have, as an American, living in America, of being the victim of a foreign terrorist attack.
Absolutely.
So it's my neighbor's pool, not my own pool?
Yeah, you know, your pool, you're probably pretty safe. But, you know, you hear the stories about people drowning in their neighbor's pool, or the kids drowning or whatever.
It does happen.
Those happen more frequently than terrorist acts do here on our soil.
It's so basically the idea is to get people to let these politicians know that we aren't scared, we don't need their protection, we don't want their security theater with the TSA and their you know, all these invasive searches and the cameras and all the other, you know, police state garbage that they're shoving down our throat.
Yeah, and what we really wanted to do was kind of get to the root of the whole thing. You know, talk about what the underlying power that they get from fear. We believe if we can kind of put things in perspective, let people see that, you know, we do not have anywhere near, nobody's standing outside my car when I go out there later and get into it, from TSA to pat me down and make sure I don't have weapons so I won't hurt anybody else in the vehicle.
Well, not yet, Jim. That may very well be on the way. I saw a story this week, and I'm sort of holding it for our Saturday show because we have an Indianapolis audience on that in that case, because the Indigo bus system is now being subject to randomized searches by the TSA. Can you believe this?
Well, you know, actually, I can. And lots of people go, oh, okay, we need this. But, you know, there's been a quote that's been attributed to Benjamin Franklin. I don't know. It's got variations in it, and I don't know for sure that he said it. But those who will trade a little will trade essential liberty for a little temporary security will have none and deserve neither.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's what we're really kind of trying to get across, is that when the politicians take power and expand the size of government and increase the cost and burden of it by offering to do us little favors, and we're asking them to stop doing these favors that invade our privacy and in some cases flat out make us less secure.
Right. What their favors end up doing is making the government a hell of a lot stronger and more invasive and more pervasive in our lives. And that's not something that a lot of people want. And if some people want that, then you know what? They should be able to go and sign up to a program that allows them to put cameras in their house. Because it seems like that's where we're going to. It seems like it's just a matter of time before somebody proposes that idea.
Well, and you know, there's a related subject here that we could get into, and that is the difference between surveillance and security. Surveillance and security are not necessarily the same thing. You know, all these cameras that we're putting all over the place and so forth, that may seem like it's going to make you more secure, but if a determined terrorist is going to commit suicide, he may well want to be on camera. He may well want people to see who he was before he committed the act. It may actually assist him in carrying out his mission or his motivation.
That's a good point. Hey, Jim, hang on. We're going to bring you back for more. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Do you have a question for the president of DownsizedDC.org? His name is Jim Babka. He's on the line with us. Now would be a great time to call in if you want to talk to him. 800-259-9231. More on how we can help Downsize DC in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Ted Anderson for Midas, August 16, 2007. Gold, $663.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $684.93, $337.95 for half, $168.98 for quarter. That's $684.93, $337.95, and $168.98. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com. That's S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are totally free. And some of those features include archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website. For your downloading convenience, you just go and get them. They're on us. That's FreeTalkLive.com. And as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org. As we go back to Jim Babka, he's the president of DownsizeDC.org. And as always, Jim is very, very busy keeping an eye on those criminals
in Washington, D.C. Of course, I'm speaking of Congress and the president and all the rest of those guys. And you guys just do an incredible job of keeping up on all of the awful things, or at least a lot of the awful things that they're doing up there, and alerting the people on your email list, the Downsizer Dispatch, about them and what they can do to take action, which is the most important thing. Because it's one thing to know what's going on in Washington, D.C. It's another thing to do something about it. And the system at DownsizeDC.org makes that easy. So, again, I recommend that anybody who hasn't been, go and visit the website and find out that, you know, what Jim, what's your privacy policy for anybody that's concerned about maybe giving up their email address or something like that?
Well, we don't sell or rent email addresses for any reason at any time.
Okay. That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure the people understood.
And one of the things that will be on our brand new website is a complete privacy policy, a complete terms of use, disclaimers, all that stuff. We're really moving into the 21st century, finally.
I've been a member for a couple of years, and I don't suspect Downsize DC is where I'm getting all my spam from. I suspect it's from having...
You're going to porn sites, aren't you, Mark? Shame on you.
No, I would never give one of them my email address.
All right, so, Jim, let's see here. I love the I Am Not Afraid. That's one of your new campaigns. If you go to DownsizeDC.org, it's one of the top two things you'll see right there on the front page.
And there's going to be more campaigns along the line.
Right.
That strike at the root thing is we're going to kind of get at the bottom of some very important issues.
I like that. I like the strike at the root concept myself. Now, what's the healthcare one? I see that one at the top of the site. What's that one?
Well, this is also the beginning of a series of campaigns we want to do. The very first one is called No Monopoly, No Fascism. Now, there's a lot of news that was generated out of the release of Michael Moore's movie. The Democratic candidates in particular, but the Republicans will soon be joining them, are putting forth their health care plans, their plans to save health care. And the fact of the matter is that government involvement in health care has pushed up the cost of it and has made it more difficult for people to acquire health insurance.
Absolutely. And at the same time, the nasty little part of that is not only has it done all those things, but they've also effectively managed to put the blame on private industry. Oh, we just need more government involvement to solve the problem, when, of course, that would only make the problem worse.
Yeah, so we decided to kind of unscrew some of the progressive skull caps and kind of get inside and play with their brains. We've kind of called this for what it is. It's fascism. Because one of the hallmarks of fascism is the use of partnerships between government and corporations. They start controlling by regulatory boards. And these regulatory boards end up being captured. There's the phrase for it is regulatory capture by the very corporations that are being regulated.
Mm-hmm.
And so what ends up happening is that competition is stifled. Mega corporations end up in control. And it's exactly all those things that progressives tell us they hate the most.
Right, course, because the mega corporations can afford to abide by these new regulations, while upstarts or people that are interested in getting into the business, they can't.
Once again, the government does exactly the opposite of what they set out and intended to do.
Yes, and so we said, hey, look, you know, why are you calling for fascism all of a sudden? That doesn't seem like a very progressive value. We're going to have a little fun with that and at the same time try to drive home a very important point. It is the cost of health care today is largely due to how much the federal government is already involved. Close to half of all health care expenses in this country are paid for directly by government or through government third-party arrangements. The other problem on the opposite side is, because of our tax code being structured the way it is, employers have to provide these plans. They end up often providing cafeteria plans, which have also driven up the cost. But if you do not have your own company, if you do not have a health insurance policy through your employer, you're in trouble. You have to pay for that very expensive health care policy with after-tax income.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they really have gotten in there in a lot of different ways and kind of messed this up. And rather than make the problem worse, we're saying that we probably should be going the other direction.
There's no doubt about it. And so people can go to DownsizeDC.org and learn more about that particular campaign. And, you know, scroll down the page. There's a lot to see. There's a lot to explore with DownsizeDC.org. But I've got to say, I'm pretty excited about this secret new website. And there was a way. I don't know if it's too... Is it too late to get in on the beta testing on that, Jim?
Yes. Yeah, okay. We've got everybody we need to do that. In fact, we got more people than we need to do that.
Okay.
We try to,
that's a good problem to have.
But it'll be out soon. It'll be out soon. We're hoping to beta test next week, actually, and it should be out shortly thereafter. If, you know, knock on wood, there aren't too many problems with the beta test.
Cool. Was there anything else that was going on you wanted to share with us tonight?
Well, we've got, as you said, a lot of other very good campaigns there, and I would encourage people to come to downsizedc.org and check them out. And I am sorry I have been gone for so long. I have missed you, both of you guys very much, and look forward to beginning to come back on a more regular basis again.
Absolutely. We will definitely have you back. You know you're always welcome here on Free Talk Live. Jim, thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great night, sir. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And since he was talking about health care, I wanted to get to an email I mentioned last night, but we never got to. It's from one of our German listeners, and it ties right into this whole idea of fascism, you know, where the government works together with corporations in order to make the corporations richer and the government more powerful, at all at, of course, your cost.
Right. People think of fascism as, you know, more, I don't know, they associate it with Mussolini and Hitler and that kind
of
thing.
As they should.
You know, and it's a lot of uniforms, a lot of goose-stepping, and they really aren't sure what else. Jews have to die. You know, they're pretty sure about that as far as fascism.
Robert emails in. He says, "Hey, Ian and Mark, I hear on your show from time to time talk of getting universal health care coverage in the States. As an American who's been living for the past 8 years in Germany, I have some sad, sad news about the future. Knowing that the American government is run by business interests, I feel I'm correct in predicting that, well, it's also run by lawyers that are interested in helping their business friends. I feel that I'm correct in predicting that universal health care coverage is coming to America soon. The fact is, the issue will come up again and again until it's finally passed, and once it's passed, will stay in place as long as the government stands, that is, until a revolution overthrows it. It might not pass in the next 10 or 20 years, but I'm certain it will pass eventually. The government will propagandize the issue and convince the people of the need for it until they feel they have enough support to get the issue through. Unfortunately, it will be similar to what we have here in Germany. I watched Mr. Moore's film Sicko, and he talks about the systems of Cuba, France, England, and Canada, but doesn't say a word about Germany. I don't know if this was purposely done by him or not, but I feel that had he fully explained the situation here, he would have completely lost his case.
And, but he's not going to do that, and he's not going to present it in that fashion.
Right, and I have not seen Sicko. I attempted to, and just it didn't work out. But from what I understand, he went to these countries, and of course, you know, he told them he was coming with cameras, and so of course they gave him the royal treatment.
Sure. If you ask the VA, show us your patients. We're from the national news media.
Right.
You know, they're
hand selected.
They're going to march you through the best rooms, show you the happiest patients, and you're never going to see the crap that's really going on behind the scenes.
You will not hear the horror stories like we heard last night from one of our Canadian listeners, who, when he was a young man, just went through an awful time in the Canadian healthcare system. And there are story after story. Now, the gentleman from Germany doesn't have a personal story, but what he does do is explain the system. And I think you're going to be kind of surprised at how close we are in this country. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calventure soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe. And I say big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-507-5750. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-507-5750. 1-800-507-5750. That's 1-800-507-5750.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The wiki's there, over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. You just go to wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or a living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save. That's LegalZoom.com.
You'll save 10%, as a matter of fact.
Make that will now, because if you don't do it now, you're just going to put it off for another year.
That's a great point. All right. Robert from Germany. He's an American living in Germany, and he wants to explain the German medical system to us. And it's very important that we pay close attention, because this could be coming here to the United States. In fact, after I'm done reading his email, you might actually come to realize that it's already here, sort of. I'll explain. Anyway, he points out that being in the medical field himself, he knows a little something about the issue. However, never having worked in Cuba, France, England, or Canada, he can't speak to their systems. But he can, however, speak about the German system, which is coming to America in the near future. Here in Germany, everyone is required to have health and nursing insurance. Yes, that's correct. There's a special insurance just for nursing care that everyone is required to have. So we have to pay for two insurance policies, not just one. The requirement is so intense that you aren't allowed to work without it. Imagine that. You can't work without paying for two insurance policies, and if you're unemployed, the government pays the insurance for you. Now, it's one thing for the government to provide health coverage for its citizens, but here the insurance companies are privately owned for-profit companies, and getting profits is, of course, their only concern. Not that there's anything wrong with profits. There's not.
No.
But the problem comes in when the profits are mandated by law. That's where the issue is. And there is certainly a problem if it was the government doing the health coverage. In this case, it's that fascism concept with the government palling up with corporations.
Right. If a if companies are out there and they're in a line of work that requires that people buy their services, they're not going to have to work quite as hard to get the business.
That's right.
They're going to be regulated by the government, so there's only going to be a certain amount of them that are going to be in competition, so it regulates competition, and it just requires it just allows companies to be sloppy.
In fact, he points that out. The worker is required to pay, get this, approximately 14% of his or her income for this insurance. That's right. It's taken out of your check and paid in by your employer, who also has to pay 14% into the insurance scam for each worker. So 14% from the worker and 14% from the employer. That means each worker has to pay 28% of his salary to the insurance company. That's huge.
That is huge.
The 14% that the boss pays is, of course, taken from the employee through less wages. We all know the boss pays nothing out of his own pocket. If this wasn't bad enough, this 28% is required from all money you earn or get in any way. If you win the lottery, for example, you have to cough up 28% of your winnings to the insurance company. You can imagine, in a situation like this, the insurance companies are constantly complaining that they're not earning enough and threaten to raise our rates.
Absolutely.
This is, of course, a goldmine for every insurer. They don't care about the customer in the least, because they know that if the customer isn't satisfied and changes companies, that they aren't losing any real business, because companies from other companies are similarly unsatisfied and are just changing over to their company. You see, it just doesn't matter to them. As long as there is a law requiring each citizen to fork over almost a third of their income to the insurance companies, they'll get their money in the end either way. Now, this is, of course, universal coverage in name only. Many, many things aren't covered. The insurance companies simply refuse to pay for certain medicines or treatments. There's no oversight here. The insurance company simply refuses to pay, and you can't do anything about it. Being that, as I said before, America is run by big business, I know this system will come to America soon. And he sounds like he's sniping at businesses. And again, the problem is businesses working with the government.
Right. It's big business in the sense that you're referring to. He's right. It just isn't fully explained.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Hannaford's or Price Chopper, some of the grocery stores in the area, would love to mandate that we go and shop at their stores.
They would.
But I don't know if they're actually lobbying for that. So
they may not be
not
lobbying.
All big businesses are evil.
They may not be lobbying for it, but they have in the past lobbied for regulation on grocery stores, whether it's on the local, state, or federal level.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's little grocery stores out there that can't compete against big grocery stores like Hannaford's and Price Chopper.
Well, anyway, the insurance companies will keep lobbying the government until this issue passes. Medicare, which is, every citizen, employed or not, will be required to have insurance provided by private companies. Normally, I would agree that privately owned companies are better than government-controlled. In this case, however, it's just the opposite, and I disagree with him there. You see, once they pass a law requiring everyone to be insured, we're all screwed. And I agree with that. Without this requirement, the insurers have to compete with each other for customers, so one company will lower its rates and another will pay for medicines and treatments that other companies refuse, and so they lure customers. But with a requirement for everyone to be insured, winning customers isn't a priority anymore, and they get their customers anyway. Anyway, he says he'd be glad to call in and discuss it further if necessary. And Robert, thank you for the email. What I found most interesting about this is Robert says, and again, he's been out of this country for 8 years. He says that he thinks this is coming to America soon. Well, it's already here.
Pretty close.
Massachusetts, it's here. Now, it's not the exact same system. In Massachusetts, they don't require that you pay 14% out, employer and your own paycheck. They don't require. It's not the same requirement. In Massachusetts, they don't require nursing insurance. But in the state of Massachusetts, to my knowledge, the first state in the union to do this, they require that every individual have insurance.
Right. And for those that can't afford it, they have a state insurance program, which I'm sure at some point or another they're likely to, just make sure that everybody has that state insurance. So at least they'd like to work towards that.
Well, and Massachusetts is such a it has such a regulatory climate that they have successfully driven out a number of insurers
mm-hmm.
from the state. And so therefore you do have this situation with a very limited number of health insurers available, the government mandating that everybody have health insurance. In fact, if you do not have health insurance in the state of Massachusetts, I don't think that they put you on a government program, Mark. What they do, maybe
I'm pretty sure they do.
Well, I know what they do is they take money out of your paycheck they dock your check. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe they have a couple of private companies that they'll give the money to and sign you up for a private plan. I'm not sure how that works, but I do know that you will be penalized. If you don't, on your own volition, go and sign up for health insurance, then they will confiscate your money, and then they'll do what they want with it. So we have this. It's here now. And this is what
Come to a state near you.
Right. Other states are looking at this now. Because they're saying, well, you know, the PR on it is a little bit trickier than with the whole universal health care thing. It allows the state to dodge the accusation that, oh, this isn't universal health care. This isn't government-provided health care. We just want to make sure everybody's covered. That's all.
MassHealth is a public health insurance program for eligible low and medium income residents of Massachusetts. MassHealth is the name used in Massachusetts for Medicaid and the state children's health insurance plan. That's SCHIP. With a P, combined into one program. So they got their own insurance. State insurance.
Okay. All right. But what if you're rich and you don't pay? Do they put you on MassHealth?
Jail.
I suppose that's
fines.
An option. That's going to help your health. Sitting in a cold jail cell all day long. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Have you experienced, are you a Massachusetts listener? I know we've got stations in Plymouth and Boston, the Boston areas. Have you experienced this new mandate? Has it gone into effect yet? Or is it something that's happening in September? I'm not sure what the date is on this, but it's darn soon if it hasn't happened already.
I hear commercials on the Massachusetts television and,
really?
And radio stations
so,
for it.
This is it. It's here now. The German healthcare system, this fascist system, is right here in the United States of America. And people are cheering it on.
Well, the fact that it's German doesn't make it fascist. The fact that it is a partnership between a business and the government is, you know, fascism. Fascism is corporate control of the government.
Right. It's interesting, though, that fascism hasn't really left Germany. It's just that the fascist ruler has. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, thought that might be interesting to you. On the way, we got lots to talk about. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Tom is on the line. He wants to talk health care. And the inflation situation is already hitting key foods in the United States. We'll give you some of those numbers, and they're pretty shocking. Very, very high numbers. Your cost at the grocery store, it's going up. Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The feature's on the site for free. Although we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by, for instance, becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Like hundreds of our listeners have done, head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is that you send in $3 a month to the show, and we take that in and turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live and getting on more radio stations across the country. So if that's valuable to you, if you like the idea of helping Free Talk Live spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible, then you should go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only chat room forum, and more. All the details, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun and talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just wanted to point out that when the government takes control of health care also and takes responsibility for the billing of it, it's not just that there's no competition and the quality goes way down. It's also an excuse to trample other rights of the people, like an excuse to inflict a seatbelt law on people, because otherwise they're going to crash and I'm going to wind up paying the bills. Oh, no, they can't enjoy the recreational drugs of their choice or drink the beverage of their choice, because then I'm going to wind up footing the bill.
Heck, you might not even be able to eat any fast food anymore in the government-controlled health universe.
Yeah, because the government is going to use its costs for the health care as an excuse to take away more and more of people's freedoms.
Right.
And it also puts it in people's minds that they are part of this this community called the State of New Hampshire, this imaginary community, as opposed to individuals who live in a house. They live in a society called the State of New Hampshire that is inflicting all these laws, and therefore that they somehow... They see more of a collectivist type of situation.
You know, it could really go crazy, too, in that if they get serious about making sure that you're eating healthy, then they might want to, I mean, beyond banning certain things like trans fats or fast food, beyond all that, they could, for instance, maybe send a bureaucrat around from time to time to do random pantry checks.
Yeah, and, oh, yeah, what, and the politicians and the government would come up with, you know, more excuses to invade, you know, like you were saying, people's privacy. What about people who choose to opt out? And
you can opt out. It's universal. You are mandated into the system. They won't let you opt out.
Unless you're going to pay all over again, you know, like sometimes even with the health care that I've got, every once in a while, if I can't get an appointment that day, then I wind up having to go to the walk-in clinic and paying for that out of my pocket. But that's with an HMO.
Yeah.
By the way, there's something else I wanted to bring up about that, and that is if you get to run around with your HMO, and like one department says that's handled by the other department, which says that it's handled by the first department, and they're trying to give you the runaround,
mm-hmm.
and you can't get a straight answer. You go to the supervisors, and you try to get something in writing, and they tell you something verbally, and they say that's good enough to tell the provider who tells you the HMO is telling them the exact opposite thing. What you can do is threaten to go to your employer and try your best to get the whole factory switched over to a competitor, because they'd love it if you just drop, you know, quit them and go to the other company, because they keep all the premiums you've been paying in all these years, and the competitor pays the claim.
Interesting.
Thank you for sharing
that with us. I really appreciate the call at 800-259-9231. I don't really know much about HMOs. Mark, have you ever been in one of those?
When I worked for a company, we had either an HMO or PPO. You could choose between them, and I'm not sure which I had. I just had something.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. Scott emails in. He mentions an HMO in his email. He says, guys, I've been listening to the show for about 3 months and have come to really appreciate libertarian principles and practices. There is one area where I'm torn. I live in Canada. Mm. And appreciate the healthcare system that we have.
Okay.
Even though it's supported through taxes and costs a lot of money, which is taken from me to pay for other people's care, when it comes to healthcare, I feel okay with socialism, and I'll explain why. He says, I've heard the horror stories, and you probably have as well, about the private American health system. People dying when their HMOs refused treatments because they were deemed not necessary or experimental. Even when they were recommended by the doctor, people being refused emergency treatment because they weren't at the right hospital or didn't have insurance, etc. Well, so far, he's a little bit off, because the whole HMO system is a government-created sort of product, as I understand it. It came through government legislative fiat, not through marketplace demand.
Right, I would agree with that.
Nor is it accurate to call the American healthcare system private, because there's
by no means
government money involved in it.
Right.
It's mostly controlled by the state.
And who's to say that in Canada they don't... I mean, as far as experimental medical treatments, HMOs don't pay for them. Okay. Who says the Canadian government does?
Mm.
Do we want the Canadian, you know, do I want to pay for the experimental treatment of, you know, people in hospitals? I don't. I know that experimental treatments you're talking about costing a lot more. And do I want to take banana skins to see if it cures lymphoma and, you know, charge somebody $1 million to do so? No, I think that I don't want to pay for somebody else's experimental medical care. I might consider it on my own.
We should also point out that much experimental, a lot of the experimental care isn't even available to the public in America because of government regulation,
mm-hmm.
because of the FDA preventing us from even experimenting.
Right. All the Canadian government is a giant HMO.
To me, he says, these sort of things are scary and immoral. I can't imagine showing up at an emergency room with a sick child only to be told you had to go to a different hospital because of insurance coverage, and then to have your child die en route. This happens.
So I'm sure it does.
So on one
hand, it has.
There is forcible redistribution of wealth, which I'm normally opposed to. And on the other hand, there's death. I feel like I choose the more compassionate choice when I choose socialized health care, even though I'm opposed to the principle of it. While the Canadian system is far from perfect, and I have waited up to 8 hours in an emergency room, I would choose it over the current American system, where the dependence is upon private insurance companies, whose bottom line are dollars and not people.
Now, as far as going to the wrong hospital goes, likely, if you have an HMO, you know who your preferred providers are, or whatever. That's a PPO. You know where you're supposed to go and mm-hmm. with whom you're supposed to consult. So you know where your doctor is. You know which hospital you're in. The sort of situations that he's talking about is, if I was visiting Los Angeles and my child got ill and I decided to take the child to an emergency room, and for whatever reason that hospital wouldn't provide service to my HMO, and I made the calculated risk to leave that hospital, go to the, a nearby hospital that did provide it, and my child died in the process. Now, remember, that hospital that I was the first hospital I was in, they would provide me service if I signed a piece of paper and said, look, I'll pay.
Yeah.
I will pay cash money. Take care of my kid. So, to some extent, this is the decision made by the parents.
But he says it's about dollars, not people, when it comes to private insurance companies, Mark.
Look, it's about dollars as far as anything goes. Medical care is about dollars. Doctors have to make money. Nurses have to make money. These people have to eat.
Yeah, the people in the Canadian healthcare system aren't volunteers.
No, they're not getting paid. I mean, I'm sure that some doctors are making less than they would otherwise, but likely they would just leave and go someplace else and be doctors like the United States,
right,
if they felt like they could make a whole bunch more money.
He says, I suppose I'd compare it with the fire department. To simplify, in its beginnings it was private, and if you paid for the service, then they would come to your aid. If you didn't, then too bad, your house burnt down. It was recognized that as a service, it was moral to socialize it. I suppose that this is the way I feel about health care. What do you see as the ideal free market solution to health care? Neither the current socialized nor privatized systems work, as far as I can see. What's the answer?
Well,
and by the way, it's never, never moral to take money by force from your neighbors and use it for the most moral of purposes. Yeah, I don't care if you're helping sick people with the money you've stolen. It is never moral to take money from people. So what's the ideal solution? Well, first of all, you're wrong, Scott, that we do not have a privatized system in
America. We have a half-socialized system here in America.
We've got mostly socialist system in America.
Half of the dollars that are spent in healthcare are spent by the government. Medicare, Medicaid. Okay? Medicare is for old people. Old people use a majority of the health care services because their bodies are wearing out. And Medicaid is for poor people and their children. I believe maybe it's just the children of the poor people. I'm not sure. No, it's for poor people and their children. So, I mean, you know, there you go. Half the dollars in medical care in the United States spent by the government. I'm sorry, that's socialist.
And that doesn't include all the oppressive regulations, mm-hmm, and bureaucracies like the FDA and all of the other regulatory boards and agencies that you know, hang over this business like an awful, terrible disease. And we need to rid ourselves of it. We need to make it so it's a true free market healthcare system.
Right. Where get the government completely out of it.
Where you pay for the services you need. You can hire whatever sort of insurance company you want to hire. And there would be charity hospitals and charity wings, as there are today. There are charity wings,
sure,
still in this country. And there are charities like the Shriners that help kids and help sick people get the help that they need. That's where it should stop. Coercing people into a system of wealth redistribution is always immoral. Hour number two is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.